Holy shit. All right, guys. This next guy's got a podcast. He's always in the height of controversy, and he's always opening minds of young and old. Please give it up nice and loud for Ian Ellis, everyone.
Isn't that the weirdest intro you've ever heard? Hey guys, my name's Ian. I'm a villain. Yeah. You guys are into that, right?
Yep.
Villainy, crime, mischief. Is that in your bag? I've been doxxed. Does that happen to you guys? They took my private information and made it public. One of my enemies. You know what information he took? He found pictures of my parents and posted them online. And then he posted their names so people could go and harass them. Very frustrating because it ruins the lore. I wanted people to think that I hatch out of an egg. I'm trying to convince people that I'm a reptilian. I've been gaslighting Jack Baker for like 4 years. The second I have him convinced, I'm sending him in to convince Brad. It's a long con and this guy ruined it by proving I have parents. Son of a fucking bitch. My dad is dead, so good luck contacting him. Probably need a Ouija board. If he says anything, let me know. I miss him. This is not an invitation for people to send memes of my dead dad telling me things. But I see that coming right around the corner. I just want you to know I'm still disappointed in you. Picture of my dead dad. My mother, she's a sweet lady, so I don't know what the fuck I'm going to tell her. Like, you never think about how you're inconveniencing people by trolling them. I got to explain to my 60-year-old mother why a YouTuber is posting pictures of her on Twitter and encouraging people to harass her. She doesn't know what YouTube is. Need an easel and chalkboard and probably a lawyer. She's not going to get it. What I tell people is, if you care about what other people on the internet think about you, you don't belong on the internet. Because you're going to get teased. You can be an old woman that just crochets and looks at her grandkids. Someone's going to call you the M-word. For no reason. You got to just take that. It's part of being on the internet. That's being an adult. The guy that exposed me is a pedo. So he's going down. Clap it up for that. Don't worry, he's going to jail. Speaking of people that are unlikable, Louis C.K. is on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a world tour. He's too hated to fill seats in America. But British people, they look at it like, that's an American problem. Something he did over there. I mean, it's disgusting, but he's not jacking off on us. So. Might as well go see him. The shit that goes on overseas, and we just think of it as that's what's going on over there. You following like Hong Kong and China?
Woo.
Hong Kong doesn't want to be part of China. They're protesting. People are getting killed. It just makes you think, like, don't all Asian people look alike? Like, how could they possibly hate each other? They all look like Legos.
Oh my God.
Like, maybe hate isn't skin deep. Maybe some people are just hateable. Maybe hate is real. That's my message, guys. It's okay to hate people. Guys, the audience isn't the problem. You're just not funny. Feel bad about yourself. What's it funnier? I'll get him next time. Rocky? Dun 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 dun! A story in the making. Be proud of that. There was a mass shooting in Aurora, Illinois.
Woo!
Just right down the street. People always ask me, Ian, what do you think of mass shootings? I think they're bullshit. You guys don't feel me? Bullets? Can you imagine getting hit with a bullet? If I die at work, I failed at life. If I die smoking a turkey leg for Big Chicken, I regret every last life decision I ever did have. You make me feel bad about living my own life if I gotta die that way. Now, they always blame this on mental illness. I think it is something that's a lot more common, which is people just feel trapped by life. Can't miss a payment. Can't miss a day of work. Your car breaks down, you might not make the rent.
Big facts.
A lot of people live like that. More than you'd be comfortable with. And I think some of them get into negative thought patterns. But customers are mean to them. And management is mean to them. They don't have time for a social life. And they just get to a breaking point. And some of them think that it's their fault. And I encourage those people to kill themselves. If everybody tells you you ain't shit and you agree, go ahead and fucking kill yourself. No need to take anybody else out with you. On the other hand, if the problem is not you, it's everybody else, that's when it takes a hero to do something about it.
Talk your shit.
And that way, mass shooters are kind of noble.
Okay.
Because in the back of their head, they're like, I'm not letting anybody else fall for this okey-doke. I'm flipping the table. This whole trap's going away. You'll thank me later. Fuck FedEx. You did not want a job here. Speaking of dead people, I'd like to speak to the paranormal community. Take a knee. I've seen your movies. I've seen your TV shows. I've even read some of your books. And I say some, because there's a lot of them. Multiple volumes on Bigfoot being real. And it's not light reading. 998 pages. If your evidence is that compelling, give me a fucking pamphlet. Hey, like they're getting paid by the page. My problem with these people is they always have an antagonistic attitude towards science. Science won't even look at my Bigfoot DNA. They won't even examine my footage. I tried to make Big Science aware of this, and they shut the door in my face. Here's what you need to understand. Science is not like the fire department. Not a bunch of dudes sitting around in lab coats waiting for a phone call to happen so they can slide down a pole with beakers and microscopes. Science is a poorly funded, peer-reviewed, bureaucratic nightmare. It stinks! Scientists suck at life. You know why they don't take you serious? Because they don't want to lose their funding to look at algae. You know how hard it is for science to get money and you want them to look at some weird monkey DNA? Fuck out of here! You gotta pay these bills! The other day I caught my wife having low self-esteem. She was sitting there and she was just like, I'm a piece of shit. Fat, ugly, I drop everything. Fucking awful. And I was like, hey, be nice to my wife. I like her. Starting to make me feel bad about loving you. Jesus Christ. My wife is a nice lady, and I wish my wife knew that. And I would like to say to anyone out there that feels trapped in life, that feels like they're the problem, you're a beautiful lady. It's okay, be nice to yourself. Yeah, man. Guys, my wife, the woman I'm married to, she's not ideal. She's not. Not the best one there is. Because never in my whole life did I ever fantasize about fucking an old woman. And that's what my wife is. She's used pussy. She got a kid. It's chewed up, stretched out, and twisted around. They don't tell you about this. Your women are going to get old. The 7-year itch is you wish you had a bitch 7 years younger. Because love isn't real. It's about what they look like. Now the mature thing to do is to realize she's not doing this to me. She didn't get a hold of me. Just sagging those tits at me. This is how life works. Here's what you actually need to do if you want to stay married. Grab your woman, you close your eyes, passionately kiss her, and you think about younger pussy. Because she don't know what you're thinking, and it all feels the same. Just close your eyes and think about a hot cashier you saw one day. Fuck her like she's 23. She washes your underwear. She deserves that much. She deserves young cashier dick. Putting up with your gross ass. You're not a winner either. You know what my problem is? My problem with everything, like everything, is it just takes a little bit of bullshit to make me think it's all wrong. I'm an enlightenment guy, so I spend a lot of time looking at weird shit on the internet. And sometimes I give people hours and hours of my life, and then they start talking about aliens and super monkeys. I'm like, were you crazy the whole time? Am I allowed to keep the stuff that worked for me? It's not Mother Earth. You're a slutty forest chick. That's why people are nice to you. It's not your chakras, it's your titties. As I have a kid, preparing you for adult life. You know what's weird about having a kid is sometimes I wish my son could see my erect penis. Because I think that he thinks his dick is bigger than mine. Because the only time he sees me is when I'm in the shower and it's all shriveled up because I'm hanging out with a fucking kid. And he's got a goddamn elephant trunk dangling between his legs. It's not bigger than mine. One day it will be. One day he'll be 5-6 years old. He'll have every right to take my place at the dinner table. I'm a grower, not a shower. He needs to respect me. My son has entered terrible twos. He's throwing fits. Terrible. I looked at him today and I was like, you would not have survived my childhood. His favorite toy is a lawnmower. All he does is push it back and forth all goddamn day. Hard as he can, fast as he can. Vim, vim, vim! His favorite game is run it into my fucking feet as hard as he can. Unless I'm paying attention, the better. I could have done that to my dad one time. That toy would be a traumatic memory that I don't like to bring up. But I let him have a childhood because I love him. It's toys that traumatize me. It's a Netflix show. The toys that made us. Ooh, a retrospect of the 80s. I had post-traumatic stress about 3 of those action figures. Oh, that's the one we don't talk about. That toy in my house just went missing. It's acting like I was in the mob. That toy just got buried in the backyard. Shit happens. I don't know what happened. Got lost in the shuffle. Toys before it, be toys after. It's fine. Let's keep going. Why are we focusing on this toy? Bam, bam, bam. Anybody here married? Clap it up. It's all single people. That's great. You're the ones that need to hear this shit. I'm going to tell you some secrets. It's top secrets. Shit they don't tell you. Your parents should tell you about this, but they don't give enough of a fuck about you. All right, they gave you the sex talk because they didn't want you to catch a baby. They didn't want to pay for it, and they wanted their free time back. But the actually dealing with marriage part, your dad's not going to tell you this shit. Panties get bigger. Day by day, the longer you are with a bitch. They start out with thongs and lacy, and they turn into like spandex and bloomers. And it just happens overnight. You need to be prepared for this. Because that's not what you fell in love with, but it's coming. Might just be that she caught a cold. She don't feel like getting dressed up. That's the first time you're gonna see those panties. You didn't know she had panties that big. Get ready, that means the thongs are on the way out. Those panties are auditioning for full time. She's been buying them in bulk at Walmart for 6 months, just sitting in the closet, because she had a plan to spring those panties on you. So it's hard to stay attracted to your wife. Because it's the same pussy. It's like being a lion at the zoo. Like, yeah, I get steak every day, but it's steak. I kind of want to hunt a gazelle. Kind of want to kill something. But I can't, because I live at the zoo. And I'm kind of resentful that my steak won't dress itself up for me. Won't even hop around and pretend to try and get away. Slip off my spoon once in a while. Because that chick is who I fell in love with, and I know she exists. It's just for everybody but me. Her boss that she hates, she gets to meet that bitch. Nice hair, makeup, and a smile. I haven't seen her in quite a while. It's frizzy hair, morning breath, and spandex. Like, I used to love surprise sex. We gotta be there in 30 minutes, but we could fight. That was delicious. It was great. Now it's like the kid's asleep. You want me to bend over? It's like, can you at least take the flannel off? This is what marriage is. Ladies, you're going to be allowed to get more comfortable. But your men are going to secretly resent you for not being sexy enough. You got to keep auditioning.
Do I?
You audition.
Because the competition does not stop. They are auditioning. You might lose your swag, but thoughts? They got some clothes on that's gonna catch a man's eye. Phones are like a drug. We all know that, right? All these social media apps, it's like the more you use it, the more you get addicted, and you try to get off it, and then you go through withdrawals where you're checking your phone and shit. So my kid is gonna grow up with this. And I feel like the best thing I could do is tell him it's like drugs. Like, in moderation, it's cool, but if you use it all the time, you're gonna be a loser. I just don't want my kid to be weird. Like, I missed out on shit because my parents were too good at parenting. Like, I didn't get to see the scary movies. Am I a better person for it? I don't know. Seems like I missed out on a good time. Maybe I wouldn't be such an incel if I was allowed to watch Candyman. I was old enough to see Scream. I could have handled it. Just because I needed a nightlight after Poltergeist. You guys weren't scared of the same movies? I'm just old as fuck. Guys, I'm happy to announce I have a new catchphrase.
It was right there.
Clap it up. Get excited. Catchphrase. Woo! It doesn't happen every day. Get it done. You think I was made overnight?
Shit was tough right here, bro.
This is my new catchphrase. It's bullshit! Like, it's indicative of my personality. I point at you guys, I want you to say it along with me. Are you with me?
Hell no.
Some people think the earth is flat. I think it's bullshit.
Maybe.
Alright, so that was just me. And what I'm looking for is the entire room to do it with me. Are you guys down here having fun tonight?
How much coke you
got? It's not racist, it's just funny.
It's
like a silence, it's just
how it is.
Of course Black Lives Matter. Say it with me. These police, they're bullshit. Black people say it with me. I'm not as woke as you think you are. You would have been chanting that shit. He's bullshit.
Really, fam?
My grandmother has an ankle bracelet. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
She's not a villain. She's just a hussy. And the retirement home don't trust that bitch. Because they know she's been creeping. That's how her ankle bracelet works. If she gets to the elevator, it won't work because of her bracelet. And I think that's bullshit.
That's what you did with that?
I don't know if you heard me, but I'm doing that bitch like a shopping cart. And that's not even the final straw. They told her she got one more time to be creeping and putting a boot on her wheelchair. They said, good luck getting to breakfast, bitch. And it's boom!
Get the fuck out of here.
Everything I just said was actually a lie. My grandmother is dead. All three of them. I ain't getting a sweater for Christmas. I used to get a lot. My sweater game is deep. 1996 to 2012. They didn't make it. The reason I have three grandmothers is two of these bitches was hussies. You know how hard it was to sneak out on a dude in 1920? If you lost your bitch when women were property. Her free time was taking the kids out and she got some extra dick? That's bullshit!
He really going for it.
They did not say that. Alright, fuck my parents up. Old boomer generation. Fucked up by those divorces. I'm setting a better example. I know what is wrong with side pussy. There's no way these bitches ain't falling in love with me. Me? You gonna get this dick and not fall in love? Girl, that's bullshit. At best, this bitch gonna snitch on me. At worst, she might try and murder my wife. That's not acceptable. That's right. Thinks you're going to take her place. You gotta understand, my wife is more than just the woman of my dreams. She's the bitch that pays the bills. Makes doctor's appointments. It's basically the scaffolding of my life. I'm basically homeless without her. Don't you tempt me with your young pussy.
I want to ask you a question about your pronouns. A round of applause. How many of you would you say you identify as a nerd?
Yeah.
It's an alarming number. Because I think your lifestyle should be classified as mental illness. It needs to be added to the DSM-5. And I'm here to argue my case. I have several examples and then I'm going to make my argument, okay? This is the whole thing. You got to take notes. First example is comic books. If you enjoy some superhero movies and you've read a comic book, cool man, you're a regular guy. If you're 37 and your room is full of unopened action figures and you can't pay your student loans but you're going to a Star Wars premiere, it's fucking mental illness.
That might be true.
Sports! If you have a team that you like and you watch all the games and maybe you go once or twice a year, that's great. You're a normal guy. If your house is full of paraphernalia, If you turn every conceivable conversation into a conversation about sports, that's mental illness. It's not normal to collect things. You know what happens when you die? There's never a news report that's like, so-and-so died today. They had all the Ninja Turtle shit that ever did come out. The collection is being added to the Smithsonian. World leaders are gathering to mourn their loss. Your family that sells that shit and has the fun that you should have had, or they just throw it out so the cat has another room to pee in. Your mom does not give a fuck about your goddamn anime. And you died living that way. Politics and social justice. If you try to stay aware of the world, you have a cause that you work for, that's great. Just try not to be a dick to people. That's a normal person thing to do. If you're emotionally affected by everything that happens every day, it's mental illness. And you gotta back away and get some awareness. Now, this is my argument for why it's a sickness. As you get older, you should develop self-awareness. You guys are onto this, you're still doing it, you didn't give up past 15. Here's an example of self-awareness. There's a difference between seeing your emotions and being your emotions. I'm 37. I still get mad, but you'd never know it, because I know how to not be my stupid emotions. There's not a point in my life where I was red in the face yelling, and I'm like, I'm glad I did that. I learned from those mistakes. We're going to change the subject before I get out of here. My job decided to have a day where all the kids in the community could come meet Santa. Isn't that wonderful? Clap it up for Christmas spirit. Yay! They did not go to the Santa Union and get someone that is registered with the North Pole. They picked a guy with Down syndrome that has a cock eye. Now, he is fat and jolly. I'll give him that. Has been his whole life. But I don't think there's a parent in the world that wants to explain to their kid why Santa is drooling and eating pennies. And I'll tell you a secret. I only know this because I volunteered with them for years. The special needs are a horny community. They go through puberty like everybody else, but they don't get the smash. So they're just horny all the time. Some of them, you gotta sew their pockets shut so they don't touch themselves in public. That's not the kind of image that Santa is going for in 2019.
You guys like jokes about the Holocaust?
Yeah.
Team Bray's always like, oh, the Holocaust. This is so bad. I can't even imagine. You know what's worse than the Holocaust? Bee stings. I've never been Holocausted. I've been stung by at least three bees. All right. I feel like if Antifa really cared about America, they'd throw milkshakes at a hornet's nest and try to punch a bee in the face, because they're a clear and present danger, and I've never met a fascist. They act like there's so many of them. Where they at? When's the last time a fascist made an important decision? And don't say the president. We talk about Donald Trump. I don't believe the media. Donald Trump, this is a guy that has a job. I have a job, and I know what that's like. When people complain about you, that's job security. You're fine. It's when they stop talking about you that you gotta start worrying. Because that means they're building the case. And your ass is about to go. There's not been a single day of his presidency where they weren't complaining about him.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they don't really mean it. There's a YouTuber called Comics Matter. He said, everything on the news is either a puff piece, a hit piece, or both. Scary thing to think about. Because none of those words are synonyms with honesty, justice, anything you'd want out of people that have those positions of power. This just makes you wonder, did Jeffrey Epstein hang himself?
No.
It was a long way to a Jeffrey Epstein joke. Guys, you know what I hate about millennials?
What?
Hold on one second.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I hate about millennials?
What?
What?
Yeah, they're always like, oh, my oppression, my oppression. Oh, you're oppressing me. It's like, dude, I didn't experience slavery, but I've seen movies. That ain't oppression. Everything you do in your life is optional. It's very different from whips and chains. It's not oppression. Maybe you just suck. Tonight, I'm going to teach you how to be unhappy. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You ever catch yourself smiling? Carefree, just happy to be here? Some people live like that all the time. And they wonder how the rest of us do it. I'm gonna open the door and I'm gonna show you how we do it. These are the keys to misery.
Let's go.
Most of you probably feel like you don't need my help, right? Like, you know how to hate life? Live every moment of my life. That's how you do it. Stinks. All that means is you're bad at life. You stalled out. You didn't learn how to be happy, stupid. Tonight is not about you. One of the keys is habitual thinking. You want to have negative thoughts all the time. Takes about 30 days to make a habit. So I recommend keeping an ungrateful journal. Every day write down 10 things that your ungrateful ass is mad about. Don't be happy you have a job. Talk about how much that traffic sucks. I want all the evidence that the universe is out to get you. Everything this big bad motherfucker's doing to you.
Come on.
Because you special. You deserve the ire of the universe. Plotting with cars and traffic and inconvenience. Oh, you're going to be 15 minutes late. That's the sun, the moon, and the stars. The universe. It's like to ruin your fucking life. Relationships. Don't be happy you got someone. Talk about how much you hate this trifling ass bitch. This bitch that lives with you and loves you. Ah!
No.
Fucking dumb bitch.
I can't say that.
Oh, crazy.
How come she doesn't know how important you are? How fucking stupid is she to not appreciate how fucking important you are? Fucking dumb bitch! You deserve better!
Oh,
any bitch off the street will do it, right?
Oh, God.
They're just interchangeable. Yeah, it'd probably work out better with them, right? Wouldn't be uprooting your whole fucking life. Grateful bitch. Social media. Facebook is an important part of being miserable. It's all in how you use it. You gotta realize everybody that has an opinion because they know they're smarter than you. They had to tell your trifling ass, you fucking idiot, because you couldn't figure it out, stupid. Every picture they take, they're just flexing on how poor you are. Wish you could go to Fridays for some 2 for $20. Wish you had a coupon in your miserable fucking life. Traveling ass,
oh,
bitch!
My God, let's go. Hell yeah.
Diet. Oh. Sometimes I eat a salad. Some spinach, some chicken, a little bit of oil, and a jalapeno, because I like it spicy.
He said jalapeno.
Well, after that, I feel cool, refreshed, and energized. It's a light meal. It's delicious. Stay away from that shit. Fuck salad.
You want to eat all the fast food you can. The greasier the better. You'll feel sluggish, miserable, and tired. No, you got 6 more hours left in your shift. Got the itis and everything. Supersize that motherfucker. You don't need the ketchup. Drinking gravy, you miserable motherfucker.
Let's go.
And if it's frozen artificial food, it probably gives you cancer, which is one more reason to feel sorry for yourself. Because if you had 20 more years, you could have been something. Could have felt like you mattered in this fucking world.
Hey, blood crazy. Hey, blood crazy.
I also wanted to talk about my cat. No. The other night I got up to pee. It was about 2:30 in the morning. Walked in the bathroom and he ran out from under a curtain like I caught him masturbating. Like, I've seen you lick your asshole. What could you possibly have been doing? We live together. I feed you. I pet you. Why are you running? The fuck were you doing in there? I don't care if you're in the bathroom. The floor is cold? Cool. Live your life, boo.
I was outside and I was smoking a comedy cigarette. Wink, wink. It's totally decriminalized. It'll soon be legal. And I got roofie. You know, watch yourself, ladies. Smoking my comedy cigarette. Somebody handed me a cigarette. It had CBD in it. Totally fucked up my high. This is a Batman to weeds Joker. Got him. You're going to Arkham. Hope that wasn't the last of your weed, because that didn't go work out. And that was the end of my sack. I feel like this dickbag owes me $5. I'm gonna have 5 on you. Ruined my hide. Son of a bitch. I was walking up here, I passed 2 white ladies.
Thank you.
We were over by the train station. They were dumping white ladies. I'm not talking shit, I'm just taking a picture. They were chubby, but they were young. It was a delicious chubby. You don't appreciate chubby bitches when you're young. You feel like they should be skinny, but then you get old, you're like, oh man, their titties are still firm. Chubby girls, when they get old, those titties fall apart. Turns into loose meat, they're no good after 40. You get a 23-year-old chubby girl that's delicious. Should appreciate it. Be happy to have their vagina.
Yeah, man. One more time for Brian Egerton. He looked like a mouse in heat. You ever do that? You ever pick up a rodent, a gerbil, and turn it on? You clean up a rodent just a little bit in like 12th grade? They start vibrating. I hope he's not the spokesperson for the police. If there's one thing we don't want in a cop, it's a shaky finger. It's not going to go over press-wise in the black community. Oh, he looks nervous. Yeah, we don't like those. Guys, the holidays are coming. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, yeah. Smooching Day. It's terrifying to me because it means small talk is imminent. It's coming. I'm going to have to sit down with people and talk to them about their lives. And my family's just not as cool as me. Like, you seem like interesting people. So it's hard for you to talk to normies, right? Oh, you're the people the rest of us are trying to avoid. I figured out what my problem is. It's that most people have a job. They go to work, so their life is scheduled. They know when they're going to work, they know when they're going to sleep. When they're free, they know they can only go so far because they got to work the next day. And that's their plan for a good life.
Their solution to get out of this is to do that more. Move up in the ladder of that life. And I have spent my entire life scheming to not have a job. And I think that should be the default way of thinking. Aren't you guys trying to get off these streets? I thought it was 8 Mile. Fuck a job. It's hard for me to engage these people and take their lives seriously. And there's no way I'm explaining what the fuck I'm up to. Oh, you cause mischief on the internet? You should be ashamed of that. You realize you're embarrassing us, right? We're serious people. I love my freedom on the internet, and I have an analogy to explain it. I'll even close out on this. It's a story about a frog. I'm big on frog humor. There's an old monk. He's walking along, and he found a talking frog. And the talking frog was like, "Hey, old man, kiss me on the lips. I'll turn into a beautiful woman, and I'll suck your dick and be your sex slave. I'll deep throat your whole dick and gargle your balls. You'll be knee deep in my delicious pussy. All you gotta do is smooch me." And the old man picked that frog up, and he put it in his pocket, and he kept walking. Eventually, that frog was like, "Hey, old man, we gonna do this? This pussy ain't getting no wetter." The old man was like, "Listen, at my age, a talking frog is more interesting. I haven't figured out how to have a job or not have a job. But my mischief on the internet is a talking frog. At my age, it's more interesting." There's lots of talking frogs out there, and I want you to find yours. So you can have a little bit more freedom in this life.
You guys like helicopter jokes?
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Turns out since Kobe Bryant died, a lot of people do not. They're not helicopter enthusiasts, and they don't give a fuck about your opinion. And you should probably kill yourself if you have a joke about them. Tonight's going to be a little bit weird because recently, Kobe has died. And that has caused a civil war in the Chicago suburbs comedy community. People are at each other's throats. People are getting canceled left and right. There's a whole lot of posts about you better keep that same energy. Hope you got those jokes when I'm hitting you in your mouth. You guys prepare for that? You ready to get hit in the mouth over these jokes? It's not just cancel culture. People have broken hearts. And you better not step on those motherfuckers. Tonight, I'm going to speak to you honestly. We're going to have like a State of the Union in the Chicago suburbs comedy scene. I don't recommend honesty. There's only two reasons you should ever be honest about your feelings. I gotta think of those reasons real quick. There's only two reasons you should be honest about your feelings when you're spazzing out. One is if you're on the other side of that shit. And you got some wisdom to help people out. Feel free to tell people the truth. The other is if you're taking a leave of absence. If I ain't gonna see you for 6 months, feel free to tell me why. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about dealing with some shit. You either got closure or you don't. Figure it out or get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear honesty otherwise. Now, I happen to be on the other side of controversy. So I'm going to tell you guys how to handle this shit. First thing is, there's a lot of people making Kobe jokes and people are mad at him. And the thing is, you can't be mad at people for being mad at you. You can't do it. It's wrong. It's like, If I punch you in the face and you punch me back, I'm like, what the fuck? I thought you were cool. I can't just hit you in the face whenever I want to hit you. And the problem right now is you're not dealing with people. You're dealing with their pain. And pain is an emotion, and emotion isn't logical. So there's no explaining to someone why you pour salt on their heart. So just stop it and don't try to explain yourself. Keep laughing. Pretend it was a punchline. Here's the thing about dark comedy, and I'm a fan. These guys making jokes, these are my guys. Hate me if you want. But you have to understand, being a demon, being an awful person, your sense of humor is basically a fetish. You like the same kind of comedy as guys that like to eat poo-poo in their mouth. And Facebook is a public place. And it's cool to post pictures of you and your girl. It's not cool to post graphic pornography of you and your bitch eating your asshole out at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. And we gotta get to a point where we have the same understanding about comedy. It might just be a little too fetish for the general public's taste. All right, guys, I think I got the lights. I'm adding on this. Here's what I want you to know. When I die, the moment you get the news, I want you to make fun of me. Ruthlessly, like you're a bunch of demons. I got a wife and a kid. I want you to make them cry. Fuck that bitch. And tell him he better toughen up. Because his daddy was a comic. And the reason is, the only reason I'm dying is to make you laugh. And that ain't much next to Jesus. But it's all my goddamn life afforded to, okay? So celebrate my life by talking about how I ain't shit. Tell my kid what kind of dicks I'm sucking in hell. Because that's what I live for. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Yeah.
Give it up for Ian Ellis one more time.